This is Rad Radio. It's just like Breaking Bad, only not nearly as good. Call the show anytime, 888-989-9811.
Got this email, rad@radradio.com. It's from Carlos.
Hey, Carlos.
Hola.
Carlos from Mexican.
Says, I'm writing the show to wish the most awesome father,
awesome,
best cook, midlife crisis motorcycle buying, and handsomest boyfriend my girlfriend could ask for. Yes, it's me.
Whoa.
At now 45, this Mexican didn't want to celebrate his birthday on Cinco de Drinco and preferred to endure the Star Wars puns. My birthday is tomorrow. To end this birthday wish, I would like to provide my own Star Wars combined with Kentucky Derby-esque joke.
Oh.
What did Obi-Wan say at the rodeo?
What?
Use the horse, Luke.
Oh, happy, happy birthday.
Horse.
Now eat your f***ing cake.
Horse.
Happy, happy birthday. I'll punch you in the face.
Kentucky Derby isn't a rodeo.
Hey, hey, he tried. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, that's
and
right. I'm sorry, buddy.
He probably doesn't have his papers. Let him be. I'm going to hassle the guy. Speaking of, we had a special edition of Jokes from the Maggots. The Nerds return with May the 4th jokes for tomorrow.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes, and you too.
And with you.
Yes, and
with
you.
And with you.
Yes, and with goo on your mom.
And I feel like I'm at mass.
Yeah, oh, they goo on people's moms at mass? Wow.
Oh, the beast people.
Connie says I was having a rough morning, and then the Nerds came on the show, literally. It was hilarious watching Brandon unravel during the Star Wars jokes. Thank you so much for brightening my morning. So she must be watching us on Rad TV.
Hello.
Members.radradio.com. Alex says, in comic book guy's voice, best jokes from the maggot segment ever.
Ooh, from one nerd to the other.
Just like your mom.
Hey. Oh, man.
Too much, Alex.
Oh, that's too much.
Tara says, I am dying, laughing my ass off as I'm at work in my very quiet office, trying to keep my laughter level to a minimum so my boss doesn't hear me during the nerd segment. You guys are cracking me up. Thank you. I needed this.
Oh.
Excellent. Joshua says, I could have sworn that the Nerds swapped personalities.
Right?
Wasn't the sassy momanizer Brandon's nerd?
It was.
Or is it that the Rob nerd is simply coming out of his shell?
I think so.
These are the questions that torment my mind. Well, I'm glad for you. I'm glad that of all the things that torment your mind. Yes, that's the way I analyze it. You know, Brandon and I were in the break room when the Nerds came in, mm-hmm. and we were listening, and we were talking about this as we were sipping on some ice-cooled ice water. And we were talking, it sounds like the Rob nerd, who we've never really given them names, has hit his peak. He was held down. He apparently has dealt with an alcoholic father. And he has dealt with the Brandon nerd having sex with his mom.
Exactly.
So now,
but he was also very, like, innocent.
Yes, he's gotten puffed up. Now, he still is obviously a wiener because he's afraid of the game of baseball and high fives. But it sounds like he's kind of exacting some revenge via testosterone or something.
See, I'm glad somebody's keeping track of the lore behind the Nerds and what they've what they are all about, their character arcs and everything. Because I totally forgot about the Brandon nerd actually doing the other nerd's mom.
I didn't. I was like, whoa, okay.
I just totally.
I'm thinking the other one that we haven't named was watching a lot of Big Mouth.
Oh,
there you go.
I mean, and it's also interesting that the Rob nerd hasn't called out the Brandon nerd yet. For, hey, wait a minute, you should do to my mom what I'm doing to your mom.
Well, because you said he's still a little wussy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe the Brandon nerd is settling down in life and just kind of taking, you know, becoming more of a family nerd.
All this week, we've been giving away memberships to Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Everybody that won is qualified for the grand prize drawing that we're about to do. We have two winners coming up. Each winner will get a pair of tickets to see Pete Davidson, Saturday Night Live fame, and others doing Kim Kardashian, things like that. The show is a week from tonight. These are not just tickets. That's why we did a qualify, enter to win thing, because they're premium tickets. I mean, row 6, center stage,
damn,
right there. The show is a week from tonight, Hard Rock Live in Sacramento. Now, we did get this email from one of our qualifiers. Now, when he played, we never did get this mystery solved. Whether he said it wrong, whether our phone screener misheard him because he had mush mouth, whatever. We identified him on the air as Juan.
Oh, takes one to know Juan.
Brandon's part Mexican.
He wrote in and said, he was writing other things. He said, by the way, it's Warren, not Juan.
Oh,
but he went with it. He wasn't a jerk on the air.
Yeah,
he just, fine, call
nice.
Me Juan.
Maybe
whatever.
He was yawning when he was giving our phone screener the, my name's Juan.
He wrote in and said, I am going to the radio as we speak. He did this at his, where were you? That makes no sense. So you were already listening, and then you emailed us, and now you're going to the radio? What?
And that's what is this, some old school radio? That's what he's walking over to.
Gather around, kids.
And how was he listening? Never mind. To see if I win the Pete Davidson tickets. on the day of the Pete Davidson show at the Hard Rock Sacramento, a week from today, is actually my 14th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
And my wife really likes Pete Davidson.
Aww.
I don't know why, but she does. I haven't even told her that I'm qualified for these tickets, so it would really be great if I got them.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess,
what a great
quote,
surprise.
Quote, good luck to the rest of the qualifiers. Well,
oh, my God,
right.
I want to pick him.
You're the one picking.
No.
Here you go.
Yep.
Here you go. There's the bucket of names. I did confirm that Warren's name is in there along with everybody else's.
I picked two.
One at a time, though.
Oh, one at a time.
So give me one.
Come on, Warren. Get in my fingers. In my fingers.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Woo.
Oh. Okay, this one. Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God, please, please.
Our first winner.
Warren. Warren.
Warren.
For a pair.
Warren.
Of premium tickets to see Pete Davidson a week from tonight at the Hard Rock Live in Sacramento, Row 6 Center, center Stage, is William.
The W.
Yes, William Peterson is our first winner.
Get the right W.
We are looking
for
our other winner of Pete Davidson tickets. Come week
on.
Of the night, Hard Rock Live.
Fingers channel Warren.
Once again, it's Dawn's fault, Warren.
Oh, God, Warren, I'm so sorry. Ah, damn. Okay, all right.
All right.
Gosh.
Our second and final winner of Pete Davidson tickets is...
Warren!
Come on.
Allison Linville.
Oh, yeah, Allison.
Happy anniversary, Allison.
No.
Those are our two winners for the Pete Davidson tickets. Next week, we are giving away tickets all during the week to see George Lopez at the Hard Rock Live as well. And everybody's qualified next week for the grand prize drawing a week from the day to have those tickets upgraded to the front row.
But Warren still gets to go, right?
No.
Oh, no.
No, that's different.
Oh,
see,
we got
all this
a membership
week,
site.
Yeah, which how disappointing is that?
So.
Awful.
Here you go, aww, wife.
Yeah.
Hey, they could go back and watch the episode when Warren, a.k.a. Juan, played to be qualified, and we could just put that on loop. It's just like going to the Pete Davidson show.
Ooh, I like this. And he shows his wife, and she goes, oh, my God, and you're showing me this because we won? And he just says, no.
Oh, man.
In about 90 minutes, we'll be doing the Mixed Pick Sports Show on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Ooh, you can show the sports show. We'll be thrilled about that. You can listen as well on the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And then right after that, we do it every morning, Classic Rad from 11 to 3 today. We're going back 9 years.
Wow, that was young.
To 2015. For those of you that wonder, that's when we all started with the dad bod thing. And we talk about it because somebody wrote in about dad bod. Seems like that was a lot more recent than 9 years ago.
Holy moly.
There's other things within that 4 hours of Classic Rad, which we do every morning after the Mixed Picks Sports Show. On Tuesdays, we do it after Tech to You Tuesday. That's an extra hour later, but whatever. All right, let's get to Win Romps Change. We have had, my God, 17 guesses, 16 clues. And if you can figure out what the right answer is, we've narrowed it down here quite a bit. You will win that amount of money. Our phone number is 888-989-9811. Caller 18 gets to win Rob's chain.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.